好，而家咧系轮到读经嘅时间。今日嘅经文咧系有两处出处嘅。第一处系《申命记》第十一章十八至十九节，我哋会先读中文，跟住再读英文嘅吓。咁大家可以一齐诵读啊，好嘛？准备，一二三。所以你们要把这些放在心里，存在意念中，要紧系上帝作记号，戴在额上作大头。你们也要把这些话教训你们的儿女，无论你是在家在里，行在路上、躺下或是地来，都要讲论。你们作父亲的，不要激怒儿女，免得他们灰心丧志。好，跟住我哋读英文啊。第一，呢个系 Deuteronomy chapter 11 verse 18 to 19。So let's read together.Fix these words of mine in your heart and mind. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Teach them to your children, talking about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. 第一个就是 and preach to your children, or they will become discouraged. 好，今日咧我哋开心咧有啊。Queenie 啊，陳中美姚師母幫我哋講到個正道嘅題目咧係給女兒最好的禮物。So we're happy to have Queenie Chan to preach for us today, and her title is the best gift for your children。咁而家又請同埋阿 Jasmine 係做翻譯，阿 Jasmine is interpreting。So please come。
早晨
，Good morning，
母亲节蒙福
，Happy Mother's Day。
我愿所有嘅妈妈、祖母都系啦吓，或者契妈啊，你哋咧都喺主里边咧得到更大嘅智慧同埋爱心。
Wishing all the mothers, the grandmothers, and the godmothers, to be blessed in God's presence。
嗱。今日咧，我讲嘅题目咧就系给儿女啊吓，唔系单单女儿嘅。我纠正一下，系给儿女最好嘅礼物。
So the topic today is both sons and daughters, not just to daughters.
咁我想问一问大家去谂一谂，通常咧一般嘅妈妈，佢认为俾啲咩礼物俾儿女系最好嘅咧？ So, 又或者最希望儿女得到嘅系一个点样嘅人生？
So I want to invite people to have a think. For any typical mother, what is the best present she thinks she can give her children? Or in other words, what life does she hope her children will have?
嗱，咁可能咧，就係一個無憂無慮嘅人生喎。
Maybe it's a life without worries.
或者有好嘅教育啦。
With good education.
又或者咧，系有光明灿烂嘅前途。
Or with a bright future。
好多时咧，都会同仔女讲，呢啲系为你好噶，所谓赢在起跑线。
So a lot of the time, mothers might say, "This is for your benefit." What we might consider as getting a head start in life。
但作为一个基督徒嘅母亲，应该俾儿女嘅又系一份乜嘢礼物？而最想佢哋得到嘅又系一个点样嘅人生？怎样先至为之为佢哋好
？However, as a Christian mother, what present should we be giving our children, and what sort of life do we want them to have? What is actually good for them?
今日咧，我会从三方面咧去分享一下一个基督徒母亲咧俾儿女最好嘅礼物系乜嘢
？So today, using three different perspectives, I'll be sharing on what is the best present a Christian mother can give to her children.
頭先咧，剛剛咧，我唔該阿 Wilfred 弟兄幫我哋咧讀咗嗰啲經文啦。我首先想同大家睇睇咧，就係《申命記》十一章嘅十九節，佢講乜嘢？佢話：你們也要把這些話教訓你們的兒女，無論你是坐在家裏、行在路上、躺下或是起來，都要講論。
So previously we read Deuteronomy chapter 11 verses 19. It says.Teach them to your children, talking about them when you sit at home, when you walk along the road, when you lie down, and when you get up.
So, 第一样咧，我觉得咧，一份好好嘅礼物俾儿女咧，就系要让佢哋听啊。
So the first present that we can give to our children is to let them listen.
咁透过乜嘢啊？透过教训，透过讲论啦。经文话，无论你系坐喺屋企、行在路上、躺下或者起来，都要教训同埋讲论。
So this is through teaching and talking, and the passages say this is regardless of whether you are sitting at home, walking along the road, lying down or getting up.
咁我首先讲一讲咧呢节经文嘅背景先。
So we want to share the context of this verse first.
当时咧就系以色列人咧即将可以进入咧迦南嘅应许之地。
The Israelites were about to enter the promised land of Canaan.
于是摩西咧就要同佢哋咧重新。神耶和华嘅教训，佢嘅律例同埋典章。
And Moses was reiterating God's laws and decrees once again.
咁啊，叮嘱佢哋咧，一定要遵守神嘅律例典章，亦都咧包括要教训佢哋嘅儿女去遵守。
And Moses was urging the Israelites to follow God's instructions, which included teaching their children to follow also.
咁点解要听神嘅话，同埋要听有关神嘅事咧
？So why did the children need to listen to God's word and about things related to God？
因为佢哋冇见过。
Because they have not seen。
冇见过乜嘢啊
？What have they not seen？
咁咧，我而家有几段经文同大家一齐再睇睇嘅，就喺《申命记》嘅十一章二节。咁不如又系咁样啦，我哋一齐读好唔好啊？你可以一齐读中文，跟住咧就跟住 Jasmine 可以读英文，好唔好啊？我哋一齐读啊！今日你们要知道，我并不是与你们的儿女说话，因为他们不知道。也没有见过耶和华你们的神的管教，伟大有力的手和伸出来的膀臂。
So there's a few passages that explains what the children have not seen. So firstly is Deuteronomy chapter 11 verse 2, and we can read it together. Remember today that your children were not the ones who saw and experienced the discipline of the Lord your God, His majesty, His mighty hand, His outstretched arm.
另一段经文呢就是第四节的，我们又一起读啊。他们也没有见过他怎样对待埃及的军队。马匹和车辆，他们追赶你们的时候，耶和华怎样使红海的水淹没了他们，把他们灭绝，直是一直传到今日。
So another passage is Deuteronomy chapter 11 verse 4, and we can also read it together. Were not the ones who saw and experienced what he did to the Egyptian army, to its horses and chariots?How he overwhelmed them with the waters of the Red Sea as they were pursuing you, and how the Lord brought lasting ruin on them.
所以他们没见过什么？没见过神的大能，神的信实。
So what have they not seen? They haven't seen God's mightiness and faithfulness.
还有一样东西他们没见过的。
There's also one other thing that they haven't seen.
有少少 technical 嘅問題。哦 ，sorry， 有啦。OK， 就喺第六節嘅。第六節嗰度話，也沒有見過他怎樣對待流本的子孫、以利亞的兒子大坦、亞比蘭、大地怎樣將全體的以色列人中間裂開了，把他們和他們的家人、帳棚，以及與他們在一起一切有生命之物都吞下去。
So Deuteronomy chapter 11 verse 6, it also says that they haven't seen what he did to Dathan and Abiram, sons of Eliab the Reubenite, when the earth opens its mouth right in the middle of all Israel and swallowed them up with their households, their tents, and every living thing that belonged to them.
即是说他们没见过什么？人的软弱，对神失信，堕落，还有神的管教。
So what have they also not seen? They haven't seen the weakness, the lack of faith, and the fall of mankind, and also God's teachings.
因为冇见到啊，所以就要话俾佢哋听啦，系咪啊
？So because they haven't seen, they need to be told.
咁点解要佢哋听神嘅说话同埋有关神嘅事？第二个原因系乜嘢咧？
So another reason why we need our children to listen to God's word and about God,
就是要等他们懂了神的话，学识了神的话之后，就会学习敬畏神了。
It's because when God's word is learnt and understood, then they'll learn to fear God.
那么另一节的经文呢，就是31章13节的。这里我又邀请大家一起跟我读啊。也叫他们还不认识这律法的儿女可以听见，使他们在你们过约旦河去得为业的地上生活的时候，一生学习敬畏耶和华你们的神。
So another passage we can read together is Deuteronomy chapter 31 verse 13. Their children who do not know this law must hear it and learn to fear the Lord your God as long as you live in the land you are crossing the Jordan to possess.
所以我们让我们的下一代孩子佢能够有机会听到有关神嘅事同埋神嘅说话，系非常之重要嘅。
Therefore, making sure that our children or our next generation hear about God and listen to His word is extremely important.
但系一个基督徒母亲点样先能够让孩子听到有关神嘅事同埋神嘅说话咧
？But how can a Christian mother let their children hear about God and His word？
首先就是自己咯，母亲自己咧要将神嘅话，好似十八节十一章十八节讲乜嘢啊，放在心里，存在意念中，系在手上作记号，戴在额上作头带。
Firstly, it's ourselves. So as it's written in the passages, we need to first fix God's word in our hearts and minds. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them to our foreheads.
今天我们不会将神的说话呢好像犹太人那样整个盒子戴在头的。但是这节的经文的意思，如果今天用在今天，就是说我们作为母亲的，我们作为母亲的 sorry 我再讲过，如果用在今天呢，我哋就唔会话做一个 box 啊，嗬，一个系一个 symbol 咁 on your hand 啊 ，on your head 咁样嘅。我已经翻译咗啦，等住。咁但系咧喺今日应用我哋今日嘅母亲身上边咧 ，apply to your mothers today 啊，我做埋翻译嘅呢、这个呢、这个系 out of script 嘅，对唔住。咁就系要将神嘅说话咧时刻放在你的思想意念当中。
So applying it to today, we might not be like the Israelites and put symbols on our heads, but it means to let God's word fill our thoughts constantly.
所以呢，我们要想的就是呢，我们作为母亲，我们在神的话语上面的操练是怎样的呢？
So we should ponder the question, how are you practicing God's word?
如果一个师傅啊，只是一知半解，他怎样去教训和讲论啊？
So if a teacher only partially understands, how are they to teach and reason?
当你能够将神的说话呢内化在你的生命中，
When you can integrate God's word into your everyday life,
你就能够随时随地的跟你的子女分享神，你和神的关系。
Then you'll be able to share with your children at any time about your relationship with God.
神在你生命中的作为，亦都能够用神的说话，随时的去鼓励、提醒同埋帮助你的子女。
And also about how God is working in your life, and also use God's word to encourage, remind, and help your children.
而且你都能够认定咧神在你生命中的作为。
And you can also identify how God is working in your life.
咁曾经有一个姊妹咧，佢咁样回应。
There was once a sister that responded.
我已经将我的仔女咧送去基督教学校读书了噃，佢哋每个星期日咧都去翻教会。
So I already send my children to a Christian school, and they go to church every week.
咁就让佢哋喺嗰啲地方学去学神嘅话语咪得咯。
So letting them learn about God's word at school and at church is enough, isn't it?
咁但系我哋睇一睇摩西嘅吩咐系乜嘢？
However, let's look at Moses' instructions.
他没有吩咐以色列人将子女交给祭司或者利未人去教导。
Moses didn't instruct the Israelites to send their children to the priests and Levites to be taught.
是很清楚吩咐要父母自己亲自的去教导他们。
Instead, he clearly instructed that the parents had to personally teach the children themselves.
所以教导仔女神的说话是神给每一个基督徒母亲一个非常重要的任务。
So teaching children about the word of God is a very important responsibility that God has given to Christian parents.
嗱，咁我哋之前提过啦，就系一方面咧，就让佢哋要听，听到神嘅事同埋咧神嘅说话。咁第二方面咧，就系要佢哋睇啦。
So previously, we talked about letting the children listen. Secondly, is to let the children see.
咁可能过去咗嘅事咧，我哋啲仔女梗系睇唔到啦。
So children probably can't see what has happened in the past.
但不代表你今天的生活，子女看不到的。
But this doesn't mean that your children can't see your life today.
让我们的孩子能够看到他们应该看的，也是一份极宝贵的礼物送给他们。
To let your children see what they should see is also a very precious gift.
特别在你的身上，神他们看不到神在你身上的工作，还有一个美好属灵的素质呢？
In particular, can they see how God is working in your life and see good spiritual qualities in you?
那其实呢，这些小孩在我们身上看到什么？
So what do children actually see in us?
我举一些例子啦，他会看到我们怎样面对挑战逆境的态度和方法。
So, for example, they see how we face and manage challenges and our attitudes towards these situations.
怎样面对人际关系之间的矛盾？
How we deal with conflicts with others.
又怎样去面对屋企有仔女的叛逆？
How we deal with our children's rebellion.
怎样对待我们家人的屋企中的长者？
How we treat the elderly at home.
又或者是我们怎样去看金钱、权力和成功？
Or maybe it's what our views are on money, power, and success.
或者是我们对神呢，是不是认真，对神的信心和敬畏的心。
Or how serious we are about our faith, our trust, and fear of God.
又或者是我们的喜好，我们的恨恶、专长和软弱。
Our likes and dislikes, skills and weaknesses.
我们的子女看到这些东西。
Our children see all of these things.
我的仔咧系读小学嘅时候咧，
so when my son was in primary school，
佢好中意写旅行日记嘅。
He really liked to write travel diaries。
我哋每一次咧去到譬如翻香港旅行啦，
so every time we went to Hong Kong for travel，
佢每一日咧都会写低我哋做咗啲咩嘢嘅。
He would write down every day what we did。
咁有一年咧，我哋去完旅行翻嚟啦。
So one year when we came back from our travels,
我就问他借本日记来看看。
I asked him to borrow the diary so I could have a look.
那我就开始看了。
And I started reading it.
第一日。
The first day.
我们做了一些了。
This is what we did and this is what we did.
跟着他写，妈妈出去买东西。
And he wrote, my mom went out shopping.
第二日。
The second day.
又是写了做了什么东西。
He also did the same and wrote what we did.
妈妈又出去买嘢。
My mom went shopping again.
第三日。
The third day.
都是妈妈出去买嘢。
Also, my mom went shopping.
我看完之后呢，我在想啊。
After I read it, I was thinking.
我其实这些是我每一天都会做的事，很平常的事。
This is something that I do every day. It's very normal.
但原来对我仔来说呢。
But to my son.
去旅行，我妈妈日日都去 shopping 呢。
When I go traveling, every day is shopping.
是很特别的事来的。
It's a very special thing.
所以他记低了。
So he writes it down.
但是对我是一个提醒。
But to me, it's a reminder.
即是说原来我觉得是很平常的事呢。
The things that might seem very normal.
原来在我们的子女眼中呢，是一些很特别的事来的。
In the eyes of our children, it's very special.
那可能在我儿子心目中呢。
In my son's mind.
我是很喜欢 shopping 的。
I really like shopping.
这件事就给我很大的提醒。
And this was a big reminder for me.
我举第二个例子呢，这个呢就更加有趣。
Another example which is more amusing.
我在幼稚园做事的时候呢，
When I was teaching in kindergarten.
每逢父亲节、母亲节呢，
Every time it was Father's Day or Mother's Day,
我哋都会问小朋友咧，佢哋爸爸妈妈最中意做咩嘅。
We would ask the children, "What do your parents like to do the most?"
咁有一年咧嘅父亲节咧。
And one year on Father's Day,
有一个小朋友就咁讲啊。
There was a child that said,
我爸爸最中意去沙滩晒到红卜卜。
My dad likes to go sunbathing to the beach to get sunburned.
Yep. 咁佢觉得咧呢个系爸爸最中意做嘅嘢嚟。
This is what my dad likes to do the most.
咁有一年嘅母亲节咧。
And one year it was Mother's Day.
咁又我哋问一个小朋友啦。
I asked another child.
你妈妈最中意做乜嘢啊
？What does your mom like to do the most?
佢话我妈妈最中意瞓觉同讲电话。
She said my mom likes to go shop, sleeping and talk on the phone.
嗱，呢啲我已经系讲咗咧，啲比较正常啲嘅。有啲小朋友咧系讲到咧系我唔可以讲出嚟嘅，即系爸爸妈妈中意做嘅嘢。咁但系咧，我个意思咧，我个目的咧就系话。原来无论我哋喺屋企或者喺外边喺仔女面前做嘅任何嘢
，So the examples shared before are the more normal examples that can be said here. But the main point is that
我哋喺仔女面前无论做嘅大小嘅事情
，Regardless of what we do, big or small,
佢哋都睇在眼里
，Our children see it.
所以我哋系咪应该要小心啲啊
？So should we be a bit careful？
好啦，我哋咧嚟睇咧第二样嘢啦，嗬。除咗要让孩子听到有关神嘅说话、神嘅事咧，我哋亦都咧要顾及到佢哋睇到啲咩嘢，系咪啊？特别喺我哋身上。咁
Apart from letting the children listen, and we also need to let them see。
但最重要嘅咧，其中有一样嘢咧，就系要注意佢哋个感受、哦。
What's also really important is that we need to be mindful of their emotions.
系啦，其实唔单止情绪嘅，而系佢心里边感觉啊，嗬，佢个 feeling 啊，嗬。
It's not just emotions; it's their feelings in their heart.
因为有时候咧，我哋做妈妈嘅系无意间咧，会可能讲咗一啲嘢，做咗啲嘢咧，会令儿女灰心丧志。
So sometimes it's the things that we do subconsciously that disappoints or discourages our children.
咁好似呢一节经文哦，我哋再读多一次好唔好啊？嗱，我今次我加咗母字落去嘅，因为今日母亲节，我哋将佢转作我们诶，你们作母亲好唔好啊？一齐读啊！你们作母亲的，不要激怒儿女，免得他们灰心丧志。
So we can read Colossians chapter 3 verse 21 again, and this time not just to fathers, but also to mothers too. So mothers, do not embitter your children, or they will become discouraged.
是啦，咁喺新标点啊和合本译本咧，就惹儿女，不要惹儿女的气哦。吓喺系啊呢、这个唔使翻译啦。咁仔女点样去激嬲儿女咧？sorry， 父母父母点样去激嬲儿女啊？会
？So how do parents embitter their children？
系咪咧？样样嘢都顺晒佢哋意，同埋咧，听晒佢哋话，咁佢哋就唔会嬲咧。
So is it that if we please them, accommodate to them, do everything as they wish, then we will not embitter them？
其实唔系、哦。
It's not the case。
嗱，有阵时我哋会做一啲嘢咧，无形中做一啲嘢咧，系会伤佢哋嘅，譬如将佢哋同人比较啦。
So there are some things that we do subconsciously that can disappoint them. So examples include comparing them to others.
要他们完成父母的梦想。
Wanting them to fulfill the parents' dreams.
又或者对他们发出无理的要求。
Or giving them unreasonable requests.
还有就是对他们的管束和年纪成熟度不符合。
Or imposing discipline in a way that doesn't align to their age and maturity.
那这里我解释一下啦。
So I'll explain a little bit.
就系喺佢哋未曾有自制能力嘅时候咧，过度嘅宽松。
This can mean being too lax when they don't yet have self-control.
冇咧为佢哋设置一啲咧社交啊、道德言行嘅安全范围。
Or not setting up safe boundaries for socializing and ethical behavior.
又或者咧喺佢哋已经长大成人啦。
Or maybe when it's when they're already adults.
仍然咧，好似细蚊仔咁样去管束住佢哋。
But we still control them like young children.
嗱，其实呢啲都会惹儿女个气噶。
But these also embitter children too.
咁又或者喺言语同埋情绪上虐待啦。
Or it could be verbal or emotional abuse.
对佢哋表示失望、藐视。
Such as expressing disappointment in them or belittling them.
又或者用奚落同埋讽刺嘅说话谂住嚟刺激佢哋。
Or using ridicule and satire to upset them.
或者系偏心、忽略。
Or favoritism, neglect.
嗱，呢啲都会系惹儿女嘅气。
These can all contribute to children's embitterment.
使佢哋灰心丧志嘅。
And cause them to be discouraged and disappointed.
所以咧，我哋俾儿女最好嘅礼物系乜嘢啊
？So what is the best present we can give to our children?
我总结一下。
I'll summarize.
让佢哋自己亲自遇见神。
It's let them personally see God.
透过
through
佢哋能够听到有关神嘅事同埋神嘅说话。
Letting them listen about God and His Word.
亦都让佢哋睇到神喺人身上边嘅作为。
Letting them see how God is working in everyone's lives.
亦都咧牧养佢哋嘅心。
And to nurture their hearts.
让佢哋经历神嘅管教同埋爱。
To let them experience God's love and teaching.
嗱，最后咧，我自己分享一个个人嘅见证啦。
And finally, I want to share a personal testimony.
我有两个仔女，我唔提边一个啦。
I have two children.
I won't mention which one 啊。其中有一个咧，佢喺青春期嘅时候咧
，Well, one of them during their teenage years
就进入咗暴风期
Went into rebellion.
Stormy stage.
Stormy stage.
系啦，我做父母应该知道咯，咩叫暴风期？嗰段时间我好辛苦。
During that time, I had a lot of struggles.
Yeah, I really have a hard time. 我真系好辛苦。咁我同阿 Norman 讲嘅。
So I said to Norman,
可能佢未离家出走前咧，我系会离家出走。
Maybe before she escapes from home, I will escape from home.
我真系唔知点样去对待佢。
I had no idea how to face her. Or him.
佢can read my mind 啊 ，Jason。我个 script 我冇呢个 script 俾佢嘅。OK， 咁但系咧，我知道我系一个基督徒妈妈。
But I know that I'm a Christian mum.
我一定要坚持忍耐落去。
I have to have patience and tolerance.
但系呢样嘢我真系好痛苦。
But it was very painful.
我同啲姊妹分享。
I shared to the sisters.
佢哋为我祈祷。
They prayed for me.
但系咧。当每一次嗰、那个冲突嚟到嘅时候咧
，But every time there was conflict，
我就完全唔记得咗我应该做嘅嘢。
I would completely forget what I needed to do。
我就会都系进入暴风期。
I would also enter a stormy stage。
咁直至有一日咧
，Until one day，
有一对喺加拿大嚟嘅牧师夫妇。
There was a pastor and his wife that came from Canada.
佢哋嚟到师母喺我哋教会咧，夜晚有一个分享会。
The pastor's wife had a sharing session at church one night.
个题目咧就系咧面对青少年儿女。
The topic was teenage children.
哇，我觉得真系呢个神听咗祷告啊
！Wow, I really thought God heard my prayers.
我就第一个报名要去。
I was the first one that signed up for it.
嗰晚我抱住一个期待嘅态度去。
And that night I went with a very hopeful heart.
我心谂
，I thought，
我一定要攞到一啲嘅办法，一啲嘅途径啊嚟到对付佢。
I had to find some methods to know how to face this child.
Yep, to handle 佢。Okay， 咁啊，我嗰晚去到嘅时候咧。
So that night when I got there,
我个期望咧冇达到啊。
My hopes were not fulfilled.
但神俾咗我另一样嘢。
But God gave me something else.
喺嗰晚嘅分享会当中
，On that night's sharing session,
师母好清楚话到俾我哋听。
The pastor's wife clearly told us.
佢话原来儿女系一面镜啊。
He said, "Children are a mirror."
让我哋父母嘅睇到自己。
To let parents see ourselves.
哇，对我嚟讲，呢个真系一个好大嘅打击啊
！This was a big hit for me.
因为我睇到嗰孩子系点样，即系我系咁啦。
So I saw what the child is like. That means I see what I am like.
所以我其實咧都幾震撼啊！嗰晚。
So I was quite shocked.
咁所以咧，我嗰晚咧，我決定咗做一樣嘢。
So that night, I decided to do one thing.
我翻到屋企。
When I got home,
我就去揾呢個細蚊仔。
I went to find this child.
我就同佢講。
I told.
嚇，我係咁講嘅。我话多谢你。
I said thank you.
你让我学识点样做一个更加好嘅妈妈。
You've taught me how to be a better mum.
因为如果我睇唔到我自己，我就唔会做得更加好。
Because if I can't see myself, then I will not be able to improve.
我嗰晚讲完呢一番说话咧。
That night when I said what I said.
其实嗰细蚊仔又喊嘅。
That child cried.
然后我同佢一齐喊啦，当然。
And I cried together.
但嗰晚之后咧
，But after that night,
其实佢对我嘅态度变咗好多。
The child changed the attitudes toward me.
我系好感恩嘅。
I was really grateful.
原来当我哋愿意喺神面前谦卑
，When we are willing to humble ourselves in front of God,
神系会帮我哋做一个更加好嘅妈妈。
God will help us to be a better mom.
当你今日以为你已经系一个一百分嘅妈妈
，So if today you already think you're a mom that's 100%，
好似圣经话，当你觉得自己站得稳，你要小心。
But like the Bible says, if we think we are very stably strong, we need to be careful.
因为神有好多功课要我哋学。
Because God has a lot of homework He needs us to learn.
我喺呢件事上边，我学到一个好大嘅功课。
In this situation, I learned a big learning.
与其我哋做父母嘅，要时刻谂住去管教我哋嘅儿女。
So as parents, we might think we always need to control our children.
但系好多时，神要先我哋管好我哋自己。
But God might want us to control ourselves first.
咁希望我今日咧同大家分享呢个信息咧，会帮到大家，亦都鼓励到大家。因为我自己经历嘅，神喺我身上边嘅。
So I hope this message today can help and encourage everyone, because this message and God has encouraged me a lot as well.
我哋一齐低头祷告啊
！Let's pray together.
亲爱嘅阿爸父
，Dear Heavenly Father，
感谢你让我哋喺你里边经历到最完美嘅爱。
Thank you that we can experience the most perfect love in you.
就系十字架牺牲无私嘅爱。
It is the sacrificial love on the cross.
我知道呢一份爱
I know that this love
能激励我哋去爱
can also encourage us to love.
系有智慧嘅咁去爱
to love with wisdom.
去造就人
to build up others.
特别系我哋嘅孩子
especially our children.
当我哋做母亲嘅
as mothers,
我哋唔识得点样有智慧嘅去引导孩子。
We do not have the wisdom to lead our children.
去到你面前嘅时候
But when we come to you,
求你帮助我哋
May you help us.
当我哋做母亲嘅
As mothers,
冇好好嘅同你建立好关系
When we don't have a good relationship with you,
求你饶恕
I pray that you forgive us.
大大嘅激励我哋
And hugely encourage us.
愿我哋嘅孩子
And may you let our children.
唔做挂名嘅信二代
，not just a second generation Christian by name。
愿佢哋每一个
，may each and every one of them
都能够亲自嘅遇见你
，may them all personally experience you，
被你得着
，and be touched by you。
奉主耶稣名求
，in Jesus' name we pray。
阿门。
Amen。